This land is your land. This land is mine. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest and Gulf Stream waters, this land was made.
Hello, everyone. This is Vashma Farhad of the People Speak Radio. Here, we believe when the people speak, they make a difference. You can listen to the People Speak live on BBS Radio every Tuesday night from 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time or by going to our website, thepeoplespeakradio.net. There, you can also listen live to our past shows on our iPod Ready archive section. That's thepeoplespeakradio.net. If you have a Nokia phone, you can also listen live via satellite. Just go to the website for details. We usually air on Tuesday nights, but we have a special guest today, a good friend of the now famous Susan Boyle. Jackie Russell is the pub keeper that Susan Boyle frequents all the time. We had originally hoped that Susan was going to be with us, but unfortunately, she's become extremely overwhelmed with all of the media attention that she's been getting and has slipped away and gone into a little bit of a retreat with her sister for a bit. Ms. Russell? Hi, Jackie. How are you? And thank you for being with us tonight.
You're very welcome.
It's a pleasure having you. You know, Susan Boyle is a Scottish singer. She's a church volunteer. And she came to the public attention, for those of you that haven't heard, which is highly unlikely anymore, on April 11th when she appeared as a contestant on the third series of Britain's Got Talent. Now, Ms. Boyle found fame when she sang I Dreamed a Dream from Les Miserables in the competition's first round. She was brilliant. When she came on, unfortunately, as we humans often do, she was extremely prejudged. You could see the look of disdain in many of the audience members' faces. It was absolutely a tearjerker. When I heard her utter her first words, I started crying, Jackie, and the reason I cried was not so much because I was stunned that she had such a beautiful voice, but because I knew at that moment her life had changed. How do you think that Susan is reacting to all of this?
Susan's very, very overwhelmed. She can't understand why everybody has taken the reaction that they have taken. As I say, Susan's just a normal, down-to-earth, very, very nice girl, quite shy, unassuming, a little bit eccentric. But she just can't understand all this world, you know, attention that she's got all of a sudden from being just a village girl to all of a sudden being blown right into the highlights of showbiz society, as they call it.
Well, you are the owner of the Happy Valley Pub, and that's in West, now, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, West Lothian's Blackburn, Scotland, correct?
It's in Blackburn, West Lothian. Just a small village with about 4,500, 5,000 people in it. So it's been quite a bit of a shock to us all, too.
Well, how do you guys feel with all of this new media coverage in a small village like you come from?
Well, it's just a small village, so we don't usually get much coverage like this. I mean, it's wonderful for the village. It's we've been portrayed good and bad, I have to say. Not all of it has been good. But, it's quite exciting for the residents here and absolutely thrilled for Susan. We're quite pleased and a bit overwhelmed ourselves, I think.
How long have you known Susan, Jackie?
I've known Susan for about 25 years now.
And do you consider her a friend or just an acquaintance? I mean, I can't imagine. She comes to the pub, if I'm not mistaken, daily, doesn't she?
She's in about four or five times a week, yes. She comes in a couple of times a day, maybe on our way up and down getting shopping and things like that. It's just a local pub where everybody meets and nobody, you know, I mean, everybody just comes in for a chat and a glass of lemonade as Susan drinks or a beer or whatever. And, yeah, it's just a local pub where people meet and get to know one another and things like that, you know.
Well, obviously, a lot of people don't understand that when we talk about, like, local pubs in Scotland, it isn't saying we're going to the local bar here. Here, if you're going to the local bar on a Sunday, an early Sunday or Saturday afternoon, you're generally a hardcore drinker in most cases.
Yeah.
But the pubs in Scotland are very, are like a community center almost, aren't they, Jackie?
They are, yes. It's where a lot of the community meets. And I mean, not all of the people drink. As Susan doesn't drink. She'll come in for a glass of lemonade. And it is like a bit of a community centre where people meet and greet and just catch up on news. Maybe they haven't seen one another for a couple of days. And they just let one another what's going on with their life. As I say, it's just a small community where everybody basically knows everybody. And yeah, that's what they do. They just catch up on all the regular gossip, as they say, and the news of what's happening and things that's going on and things like that.
Now, you know, you were saying that you've known Susan for 25 years. Is that how long you've owned the pub Jackie?
No, I'm just the manager of the pub.
I see.
Yeah, I'm just the manager of the pub. I've known Susan personally for 25 years from being in the village. As I say, it's small and everybody knows everybody. But I've been the manager here for nearly a year now. But as I say, previously before that, I know Susan. And then, of course, when I became the manager of the pub, it was like, oh, you got the manager's job and all the rest of it and that. Like, yeah, so it just carries on as normal.
You know, when Susan came on stage in the Britain's Got Talent, she kind of did this adorable roll of her hips. Is she that?
Yes.
And you said that she was kind of eccentric. Is she kind of a practical joker, or is she just kind of one of those people that says whatever she wants to say when she wants to say it?
Oh, yeah. Susan says exactly what's on her mind. She is a bit of a practical joker as well, but that is what you saw on Britain's Got Talent. That's exactly what Susan is like. She's there's no pretenses with her. She's very, very down to earth, and what you see is what you get with her. Basically, yeah, that's what you see is what you get with Susan.
Do you think that this is going to change her when it comes to...
No, not at all. There's an old saying here in Blackburn in Scotland, you can take the girl out of Blackburn, but you can't take Blackburn out of the girl.
You guys have karaoke at the pub, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have one on tonight, and we actually thought that Susan is supposed to be here singing for a little while, but unfortunately the media attention has just overwhelmed her, and they're queuing up at her door, they're camping out all night outside her door, and I think it's just become a little too much for Susan. I'd say we're not used to things like that in the village, and it's just got a little bit too much for her. So she's gone to stay with her sister for a long weekend and hoping that things might die down just a little bit.
Well, unfortunately, if we know anything here in the United States about paparazzi, I don't think it's going to die down. I think that, in fact, it may get worse, and I'm hoping that it won't affect her too much, because she's a brilliant singer.
She is. Susan's always had a lovely voice. Her whole family are actually quite talented. They all have nice voices, and they're all quite musical as well. Her dad used to sing about, before he passed, he used to sing about in the clubs and things like that, and her brothers and sisters and her brothers come in here. We have a thing for the old age pensioners, and we put on a do for them like maybe three times a year. And they used to come down and entertain the old age pensioners and things like that. They actually all are quite talented as well.
What are some of the songs that Susan likes to sing at the pub?
she loves all the musicals, all big, big operatic musicals, and much as she did the Les Mis on the thing, and she loves Jesus Christ Superstar, and, you know, anything to do with theatre and Broadway, things like that. She loves all those kinds of songs. I think songs with meanings for Susan, because she's had a bit of a hard time, and she hasn't had life easy, and I think that's her way of getting through life, is through singing.
Well, she certainly has a soothing voice, I'll tell you. Let me ask you, Jackie, when Susan was on the show, she had mentioned that she was currently unemployed. When she was employed, what did she do for work?
I don't actually think Susan's ever really worked. Susan cared for her mother before she sadly passed away 2 years ago. She comes from a big family, and all her other brothers and sisters, they all got married and had their own families and moved out of the house. But Susan always stayed close to her mum. And then, as I say, she looked after her, and sadly her mum passed away a couple of years ago. And Susan went into herself. She kind of withdrew from life a little bit. Very upset she was when her mother passed. And she withdrew into herself, and she took a back seat for a little while, and then she realized, well, no, really, this is what I want to do. And her mum was always, you know, like, trying to get her to come out, and, "You sing, Susan, you have a lovely voice." And it took her a couple of years, and now she's got back. But she does a lot of work for charity.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, you talk about Susan's mother very affectionately, it sounds.
Oh, yes. She was devoted to her mother. Absolutely devoted to her mother. And as I say, she's a devout Roman Catholic. And she does a lot of work with the church, a lot of voluntary work, charity work. She brought out a charity CD there in the Millennium, and all proceeds go to SCIAF. It's for the children in African countries with very poor upbringings and that. So she tries to donate a lot of her time and a lot of her contributions to things like that.
Well, let me ask you, before this experience, has Susan ever really traveled very much out of the village or at any length?
As far as going back to my knowledge, I don't think Susan has ever been out of Scotland. I don't think she's ever travelled anywhere other than Scotland. So I think she's much of a home girl at the moment. So it's quite a shock that all these people want to get a hold of her. I mean, the phone here in the pub has been absolutely ringing non-stop. We've had the Oprah Winfrey Show on the phone looking for her. We've had radio stations like yourself. I know. I nearly dropped dead when I heard the Oprah Winfrey Show. So, I mean, it's not the kind of thing that you usually get in a small village, especially in the village pub.
Well, what do the people say when they hear all of this in the pub? What do they talk about? What do they say when they hear that everybody has suddenly taken this remarkable interest in this remarkable singer?
They're quite shocked. And as I say, we're just a little village, a wee village, as we call it here, and it's like, oh, why is this all happening? But, I mean, everybody in the village knew that Susan had a lovely voice. Everybody, if you spoke to anybody in the village, anybody before this all came up, and you'd hear Susan sing, you'd all say, oh, that girl has the voice of an angel, and it's just a pity that nothing ever came about it. And people used to say to her, you should go in for talent competitions and that. But she's very, very modest and very shy. And she actually didn't think that this would come all, like, you know, she didn't think that this would happen.
What do you think, why do you think she was encouraged to try out for Britain's Got Talent?
I think she had it in her mind for a little while. And I think her mum seen it and said, oh, you should go in for that, Susie, and you should try your hand at that. But I don't think she really thought that she... I don't really think that she believes that she's that good. which is a shame because, I mean, well, as you've all heard now, she is that good.
Well, I'll tell you, when I, as lovely as her voice was when she sang on stage, when I heard the CD that she made about Cry Me a River, that was brilliant. Oh, my God, she really did sound like an angel. She was amazing.
Yes, she is. She's very modest. And she came, it got aired on the Saturday, Brit.com, the first night. And she came into the pub on the Sunday, the day after, and everybody stood up and applauded her, and, you know, and she actually got a big red face and said, oh, stop, will you, for God's sake, stop it, like, you know, and we were all so, Susan, We were like, Susan, do you honestly realize what you've done? That was absolutely amazing, and we're so proud of you.
You know, I don't know if at that moment she even realized. I think that was the genuineness of the moment. For me, when I saw the clip, I just, like I said, I cried. I teared up. And the reason I teared up was not so much because we've heard beautiful singers throughout our whole lives. That's why we adore music, because of the incredible voices that are there. She has an incredible voice, but what it was her innocence, her naivete about it. She just stood there as if, you know, yeah, that's so cool. But what it was really quite miraculous. Her entire life had changed in that moment, and I don't think she quite comprehended that.
No, she doesn't. I mean, when she had finished her song, you're supposed to stand there and wait till they, you know, like they appraise you, as they say. But, I mean, Susan just thought, well, I'll do my song and I'll walk off. And that's what she did. She just went to walk up. They had to tell her, go back. You have to wait to listen to what they say. But she thought she just had to walk on. I'll do my song. I'll do what I have to do. And then I'll walk off. And that's what she did. She went to walk off and it was like, go back. And everybody in the pub saying, go back, Susan, go back, you know. And she just stood there and said, well, what's all the fuss about?
Let me ask you, were a lot of people from the pub there in the audience that day?
They weren't actually, but that was filmed in Glasgow. No, we knew in the pub there was just a very selected few that knew she had entered for Britain's Got Talent. And she asked us not to say anything, myself included. We held our wish. We said we won't say anything because I think she actually, because she didn't know how good she was, I think she actually thought that she wouldn't get through. I think she thought that she wasn't good enough.
Well, I can understand it. I mean, if you've lived 47 years with this incredible voice, you think you have talent, but if you didn't really take it anywhere or anybody really discovered you, you know, then you start to doubt yourself. I can understand that there might have been some doubt. I certainly hope that she's dispelled any doubt now, because she's brilliant. And if she gets the right agents, I think if she gets the right people surrounding her, this woman has an unlimited future ahead of her. And that she is well deserving of. She sounds, from everything that we have heard about Susan, she's a good person. She's a humanitarian. And she has a deep faith. She has a deep and abiding respect for her community, for the people in her community, and for her family. So, you know, she is like the all-around good person of the world right now. And I think that's inspiring. I think we don't have that many people like that anymore. Or at least they're not coming and showing up anymore. And she's a breath of fresh air, to be quite honest with you.
She is. I mean, as I say, she is a good person. I mean, there's people, reporters and all that, and they're coming in here and they're asking, well, does she drink? And I'm going, well, yes, she has an odd drink, but it's all with lemonade she drinks. And it's like, well, what do you mean she doesn't drink? I said, because she doesn't drink. I feel personally that because she is so good and we know her, and she is such a nice person, that they're always waiting on the backlash of, well, there must be something that she's not very good at, or there's some skeleton in her closet, but there isn't. That's the amazing thing about Susan. She has lived such a good life. She's a good person. There's no skeletons in her cupboard. And as I said before, what you see is what you get with Susan. If Susan doesn't want to do anything, Susan won't do it. And she certainly doesn't suffer fools. I mean, people have got this thing that when she walked on stage, they automatically took the persona of what she looked like. And they judged the book by the cover, and they thought, oh, yeah, here we go, another one. And we were all deeply upset in the pub. We were all sitting watching it, and we were looking at the audience's faces and the panel's faces, and we were saying, how dare they? And it's only because we know Susan as well as we do that we knew that there was a good person there, and you shouldn't have judged her. And we were quite upset. The whole community was really quite upset, you know, that people can do that. But that's the way, unfortunately, that's the way the world is at the moment. That you just
well, one of the judges.
Yeah,
well, one of the judges did say that this was definitely a wake-up call. She said, we judged, and I appreciated that she included herself in it. Because
yeah.
We judged her was exactly what happened. Everybody was waiting for this young, for this beautiful, lovely woman to fail. They wanted
yeah.
to mock and they wanted to laugh. And, you know, unfortunately, that's how our media is. We don't ever go after, wouldn't it be nice if we had a media that went around, and this is really very Pollyannish and tree hugger of me, but wouldn't it be wonderful if we had a media that actually went around trying to find the good out of people instead of trying to find out the dirt on people? And you know one thing I always said, if you look hard enough, you're probably likely to find that Susan has a beer on occasion or whatever it is. And if you want to see that or view that as something horrid or evil, you're going to view that as something horrid and evil. But the truth is that she has inspired a lot more people than she has hurt anyone. I think that just the idea that this woman with a talent, with an incredible voice, that has spent her whole life being joyous about her voice. I mean, she obviously had great joy. She was in the choir. She sang in karaoke. You said that her and her family sang often. I mean, so she enjoyed this incredible gift and the talent that she had. And it helped to make her life better and her life tolerable, whatever, no matter what hardship she suffered through.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
now suddenly it's a gift that she can share with the world. I think it's the fact that she was so ordinary that this has become such an amazing story. And I think that she has a really great friend in you, Jackie, and in the people in the pub. And I don't think I can see that she's going to really, really appreciate all of these gifts that she has in her life.
Oh, yeah. She's going to keep her feet firmly on the ground as well. As I say, she's not one to shy away from telling you that, no, I'm not going to do it, or yes, I am going to do it. So, and I don't think you've changed, Susan. Have you seen the new photograph of her? There's new photographs of her.
Yes, I did. And, you know, to be quite honest with you, it wasn't that much different. I don't know what everybody... I mean, she got her hair primped a little bit. Big deal. I mean, a good cut will do that for somebody. Believe me, I know.
me and all. Yeah, I mean, she's had her hair done, and she's just tidied it up a bit. And as I say, Susan will always be Susan. It doesn't matter, and they'll never change her. I mean, they can try and make her look like this person or that person, and they won't do it. They'll just, Susan will always be Susan, which is great. We don't want her to change because, as I say, if you print bad things in papers and things like that, hey, that's what sells papers. We all know that. And Susan's like, just matter of fact, oh, I'll go and get my hair done, or, you know, or I'll do this, that, and the other. But other than that, she'll stay the same.
I think we have a call on the line. Don, do we have a call on the line for Jackie?
This is Mike.
Could you raise your voice a little bit, speaker?
This is Mike.
Hello,
Mike.
I'm calling from the United States. I call Jackie all the time. Jackie, thank you so much for doing the show. Yeah, you know, Jackie, later on we're going to have to talk to you, or to Susan and you.
I know. It's trying to get a hold of her at the moment. As I say, she was supposed to sign here tonight, but unfortunately, the way it's gone, she's been whisked away for a little bit of rest, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll talk again later. But, you know, I had one question. Do you think that Susan is going to come to the United States?
Yes. Yes.
Do you know when?
I don't know when it is, because the live show of Britain's Got Talent will be starting in a couple of weeks' time. And she will actually be based down in London then, because that's providing that she gets right through, which she will, but that's just off speaking, we're biased. But yeah, she will, but she's supposed to be going over to the Oprah Winfrey Show. So when they have that arranged, I really don't know.
Well, I'll tell you, that's certainly a show that I'm going to be sitting around watching. First of all, I love Oprah Winfrey, and I absolutely adore Susan. She is just an amazing, amazing person. And you know something, again, I'm going to repeat this. I think she has a really good friend in you, Jackie. And it's so nice to see the support of the people in her community come out. Can I ask you, how has this helped the business at the pub a lot?
Apart from the media, no, not really. This is a busy pub anyway. But apart from the invasion of all the media and that, like, no, it's much the same, much the same.
Well, I'll tell you what, I appreciate your being with us today, Jackie. It has been a distinct pleasure meeting you. Again, Susan Boyle, ladies and gentlemen, let's all keep rooting for her. I know I'll be rooting for her, and I'll be quite honest with you, I don't think anybody's going to top this girl. I have a feeling she's going to walk away with the Idol Prize.
I hope so.
Well, we're going to be rooting for her. Thank you very much, Jackie, for being with us today. We really appreciate it. When you see Susan, please tell her that there are tons of people in America that absolutely adore her.
I will do.
You have a great day.
Thank
you
very
much, everybody,
for calling, and it was nice to speak to you.
Thank you. Well, that's it, folks. Thank you very much for being with us this morning on the People Speak Radio. It's been a pleasure. And as usual, let the people speak.
One bright sunny morning, in the shadow of the sea, by the relief of the fast, I saw my people. And they stood there hungry, stood there wondering how this land was made for you and me. This land is yours, this land is mine, there, from California to the New York Island, Redwood Forest, to the Gulf Stream water, yeah, this land is made for you and